Few feelings are worse than having to read all those announcements. But one of them that's worse is that feeling you get when you've been working hard at something, and then right at the end, you're ready to just kind of kick back and relax, and all of a sudden you realize you did it wrong, and that was all a waste of time. For example, I'm going to the beach this coming week with my family, and yesterday I was getting ahead of things. I was packing my truck full of all the beach gear, and my truck has this neat little feature where you can open the bed, and there's like a bed extender rail, so you can pack more stuff in there. So I open the bed of the truck, fills it up. It's like 15 minutes to mass, and I realize I can't close the garage door with my bed extended. The truck is too long. I'm like, what? So I didn't lose my patience, which is a total grace from God. I had to take everything apart and then get the door closed. It was sad. That feeling is like, oh my gosh, all this work was wasted. And worst of all, now I'm really tired from working hard at that. That is not a fun feeling. And this feeling also shows up in a much more important part of our lives as spiritual creatures. That same feeling comes to us every time we sin, if we're paying attention. And we should, and I hope you will more, if you're not already, after this homily. Because there's this beautiful phenomenon. Like, God doesn't make it hard. The devil, he tries to confuse us, keep us from paying attention to these things, but like, the truth of God is written on our hearts. And if we just pay attention to the actions we do, even if you don't even know Jesus, you've never been in a church, you've never seen a Bible before, if you look like, what did I want to do? And then what effect did it have? We can see what actually leads us towards love, joy, and peace, and what leads us to like sadness and despair, and depression. Like, we just looking at the effects actions have on our life. This is why we know that even people who live on a desert island and never see a Bible can make it to heaven because they have that law written on their heart. Every time we sin, if we just take a look at where we are, we'll realize we worked hard. You know, we were promised by the devil, by our own weakness, that if you do this sin, you'll get what you want. And we work at it. We complete that sinful action. And at the end of it, we're empty-handed. And we're worse off than we were before, because now not only did we not get what we were hoping to get done, or we didn't get what we were hoping to get, but we're tired because we've put all the effort into sinning. If we watch, just look at our life, especially those sins that we commit for a long time, habitual sins, they drag us down and down and down. They're always kind of exciting at first, but the effect is you did all that work for nothing, and now you're even more tired. I think in my own life, you know, as soon as I escaped the clutches of my parents, I had my own car, and I went to Colorado to live for a season. I thought it was going to be like the best thing in my life, which it was. There's lots of good things. I had fun working at the ski resort and snowboarding, but I went out there just to party, to like be with girls, to drink, to do drugs. And it was a prodigal son part of my life, I like to say. Only I didn't have a lot of cash when I left home. Should have thought about that. Should have asked my dad for my inheritance. Maybe it would have gone better. No, definitely wouldn't have. I was broke. I went out there and I had my prodigal son experience. And it was so clear to me by the end of that, that I was way worse than I was when I got there. Because I had been doing everything that the world told me would make me happy and all my partying friends. But it was just even more emptiness, sadness, and pointlessness about my life. And thank goodness my parents had forced me to go to church every week and every holy day and gave me all the sacraments, because like that was in my soul deep in there, and I knew there was another option. So that's what I came back to, and I actually gave God a chance, and here I am. But it was very clear to me, the effect of sin was it made my life worse. I had worked hard. I was tired at the end of that, searching for happiness in the world, and I was empty-handed. Nothing was done, and I put all that work in for nothing. Think about it, right? That's what sin does. And if maybe you can even consider the sins you're struggling with right now. Think about this crazy phenomena, this pattern. Initially, the sin is really tempting. We go for it because we think, if I do this, it'll make me happy. We do it. It might be exciting in the moment, but then afterwards, we're right back where we were. But even worse, because again, we've done that work and it didn't work. Now we're tired. We're even more hopeless. less hopeful, more despairing, I guess, because once again, we've tried to get what we want in a way it just never will work. Very good thing to keep in mind as Christians as we make it through life, as we journey in the battle for holiness, because this is something everyone can see. Now, the gospel today tries to shed some light on this. Jesus is trying to help us see how we can understand this struggle to choose what is good over what is evil. Because so often we continue to choose that sin even though we know it's not going to get us anywhere. Jesus gives us this interesting image of a yoke, which is just a piece of wood crafted in such a way that it can be laid on an animal's back. I think they have the yokes for people too, and it helps you carry a lot of weight. And for the animals, it also directs them in which way to go. And this image is given to us by Jesus to help us understand the experience we're going to have when we follow him. Two things we can draw from today's gospel. One, it's work. When we follow Christ, there's work involved. And that's why it's hard to choose him instead of this sinful pattern of nonsense and uselessness. Because initially we look at sin, and again, it's so tempting, it looks so good. And we look at what Jesus wants us to do, and we're like, oh, Jesus, that's work. That's boring. I have to follow you, the Ten Commandments. It's like patriarchal repression on me. I don't want that. It seems like that. It really does. And this is how the devil works. He makes temptation really interesting and exciting at first. And he tries to coerce our will. Jesus is honest. He's like, hey, take my yoke. It's work. But he promises us it's going to be light. It's going to be easy. Because you see, these yokes sometimes are made for one person. And we can think of the yoke of sin and death and Satan as a single yoke. It's all on you. The yoke of Christ is like a double yoke. You might think of it being laid over two oxen. But in this case, Christ is on one side and he invites us to be on the other. Very beautiful. So first of all, we just got to recognize, okay, in that moment when I'm choosing between life and death, you know, sin and, you know, virtue, following Christ, it's going to be tough because sin's going to be really tempting and the way of our Lord is going to look like it's just hard work. But the second thing is Jesus tells us he's meek and humble, which means he comes to us to be with us and walk with us. You think of, you know, Jesus is in the yoke with us. And when it's feeling heavy, sometimes the devil will tempt us to think like, you shouldn't bother with his commandments. You shouldn't bother with the battle against sin because it's just too hard and it's not going to give you what you want. But we know that Jesus is actually in that yoke with us. And he only allows us to bear as much weight as we can handle. And some days, you know, I feel like he's dragging me along when I can barely do anything. Other days, he really lets us weigh on us. So we really are in relationship with him. We're doing our part. And he's meek, which meekness basically means he never tires of being patient with our nonsense. Like when we're dragging our feet and we're escaping out of that yoke and going and hanging out with the devil and, you know, realizing once again, sin is not going to get us what we want. He never tires of welcoming us back. That's where these images today can really help us here, because it is a fact that all Christians will struggle with that temptation to go for sin, because it promises us lots of exciting fun at first and leaves us empty-handed. And Jesus reminds us, like, my yoke will seem hard at first. It'll seem like it's going to leave you empty-handed, but it always will be light and easy and bring you right to where you want to be. And it's classic. If you're a St. Ignatius of Loyola fan, he talks a lot about this reality that sin seems exciting at first and then leaves you dead. Whereas, like, following Christ seems dead and hard at first, but leaves you filled with life. And the whole, like, die to yourself thing, it's kind of a paradox. And the devil tries to play off of that to keep us from ever realizing that, yeah, if we would just push through that temptation initially and trust that following God will give us what our hearts desire, we'll see. Indeed, that yoke is light and the burden is easy. And so I invite you to ponder that. You know, even today, as we go through the literally the Eucharist again. I say this a lot, I guess, but this is the period where hopefully something the scriptures have said, or maybe something I've said, has like stirred your hearts. Think about it. And when you receive communion, ask God for the grace to act on that. And what I'd like you to think about during this liturgy of the Eucharist period is like, what is the sin that you're struggling with? What is that yoke of Satan that is offered to you every day? And you're like, man, it looks so sweet. And you're too hard-headed to think ahead to last night and the night before and the day before and the whole years before, where that same yoke has led you down the wrong path and left you empty-handed and tired because nothing, it didn't give what it promised. You know, what's that sin? Go to a lot. Ask our Lord for the grace in that moment to look at his yoke instead and see Jesus there, bearing the yoke with us and inviting us to fight against that temptation, to grow in virtue, to follow him instead of Satan, even though it seems hard at first, because the promise, which he will always come through with, is that when we do follow him, his burden is light, his load is easy, and we find that work is actually done and our hearts are actually filled with what we want. Ponder that. Ask for the grace and communion today to get a little better at taking on that yoke of Christ, even though it seems hard at first, so that we can draw closer to him, get closer to that path that's going to lead us to heaven.